Now, today's nutrition brought to you by the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street in Van Wert. A reminder, the information you hear is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, prescribe, or cure. Now, here's Dr. Deb Ford, Doctor of Clinical Nutrition.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we look at what is new in research, what's hot in the news, and topics that can affect your health, vitality, and longevity. Energy and vitality is the topic of today. Well, who doesn't want more energy? More life in our days, more days in our life. One of my favorite energy boosters is vitamin B12. And let me tell you, B12 deficiency is way too common. Little background on B12 to start out with. You know, B12, it's an essential nutrient that is used to build red blood cells and DNA, as well as making sure our nervous system can function properly. And you can see how important this is as we go along here. And I'm going to give you a little offer at the end, so stay tuned for that freebie. So years ago, vitamin B12 shots were really common. The shot really made people feel better fast. It wasn't the best way, as we know now, but it gave a lot of people benefits. Now we know the activated oral B12 is the best. When we take oral B12, especially the activated, the methylated one, it's absorbed into the digestive tract where it's tagged, so the body gets ready for it and puts it to use quickly. I love this form of sublingual B12. It'll give you that boost of natural, non-stimulated, caffeine-free energy that we can all use. Where do you find it? Okay, B12 is naturally found in all animal foods: meats, fish, poultry, egg, and dairy. So if you don't eat any kind of meat, like vegetarians, you're going to be at risk. But the liver so values B12 that it has a huge reserve. I'm talking a 5-year theoretical reserve. So even if our diets are grossly deficient, we're somewhat protected. You know, so you can go on crazy diets and your body still is going to try to keep you safe. Still, B12 deficiency is super common, even if our diet is adequate, because there's sometimes a difficult time absorbing it because our digestion is not doing its job. In addition, some of us have a genetic trait that makes it a little bit harder to convert. So you see why I like the supplement of activated B12. Other people that are at risk, older adults. Now, I really don't know what that means, because actually we're all getting older if we're fortunate, so, you know, adults. Number two, people that are on metformin for diabetes or insulin resistance or PCOS. So diabetic neuropathy can actually be a B12 deficiency if you're on metformin. Okay, and of course, people that are on strict vegetarian diets, because of course they're not eating animal products. Okay, number four, and this is a biggie, people that are taking long-term antacid drugs for heartburn. And there are so many people out there that are doing this. You know, these antacids cause a host of nutritional problems leading to so many conditions, but that's for another time, nutrient-induced depletions. So basically, if you're on long-term antacids, figure out why you need to be, and absolutely, you need to be supplementing a lot of nutrients. Okay, and then number five, there's this autoimmune condition called pernicious anemia. You know, there's an important protein in the stomach called the intrinsic factor that if your body's not making it, B12 is not absorbed in the stomach. My dad had this, but they said he outgrew it, but I'm not so sure. Unfortunately, symptoms of B12 deficiency can take years to show up, and diagnosing it can be complex. A B12 deficiency can sometimes be mistaken for a folate deficiency. Folate comes from green leafies mostly. B12 and folate are so interrelated. low levels of B12 cause your folate levels to drop because B12 will stand in a lot of reactions. However, if you have a B12 deficiency, correcting low folate may actually just mask B12 deficiencies, making it a bigger problem. So it's really a catch-22. And this is a huge problem because we started fortifying our food with folate back in the 90s. Fortifying food, folate. Anyway, so fortifying this folate can mask B12 deficiencies. And that is a big problem because it makes it harder to find. So here are seven true signs and symptoms of B12 deficiency. Paleness or jaundiced skin, number one, because people that have a B12 deficiency can look really pale and have a slight tinge of yellow in their eyes or they can look yellow. Because B12 deficiency causes megaloblastic anemia. Because there's not enough red blood cells in circulation can make you look pale. And also these red blood cells are really fragile. So when they break, they release bilirubin, making the skin look a little yellow. Not a good look. Okay, number two, weakness, fatigue, breathlessness, and dizziness, all because there are not enough red blood cells in circulation, so they're not carrying around the oxygen. So you're going to feel weak, and you're going to be breathless walking up steps. So you may just think you're overweight and out of shape, but it could be a B12 deficiency. Number three, sensations of pins and needles, also called paresthesia. So that's kind of one of the more serious long-term effects of B12 deficiency because it's the nerve damage. You know, it's kind of like that prickly feeling. And that's when it starts attacking or preventing proper formation of the myelin sheath that surrounds the nerves and help them conduct properly. Number four, and this is huge too, it's changes in mobility. You know, clumsiness, balance, coordination, changes in the way you're moving and walking. The symptom is often a just B12 deficiency. And by supplementing B12, it can actually improve a lot of mobility problems. So you may not be clumsy. You may just have a hard time converting your B12. This is another really key one that you can visually see. And as part of a nutritional diagnosis and evaluation, we always look at the tongue and the mouth because a real beefy, inflamed tongue with lesions on it, with like a big crack down the middle, that is a big sign of B12 deficiency and other stomach and digestive issues as well. But also burning and itching sensations on the tongue are big signs and symptoms. Number six, disturbed vision. And this is another one due to the neuropathy. But if there's blurred or disturbed vision, it may not just be that you need new glasses. It could be damage to the optic nerve. Alarming, but reversible with supplementing with B12. Number seven, I think this is the biggest one in this day and age. People with B12 deficiency or insufficiency often report changes in mood. And in fact, low levels of B12 are associated with high levels of homocysteine, and that is linked to mood, brain disorders like depression and dementia. We think of homocysteine just for the heart, but no, we're finding it is very much associated with brain disorders, mood disorders. So some studies even suggest that people who are deficient in B12, supplementing with that nutrient can reverse many of the symptoms of depression and dementia. So when you see these symptoms, I say first treat with nutrition. Supplementing with the vitamins can many times reverse all the problems. So many of us are deficient in B12. today, and boy, does that affect our energy, our mood, our ability to think, and how our nerves are functioning. So even though lack of B12 is a real deficiency, it can have real consequences because the body relies on thousands of minute-to-minute reactions that require B12. So how do we know if we need B12? Blood test? Well, that kind of is complicated because the typical blood test that's run is called serum B12. And that shows what your blood level is, but that doesn't actually relate to what's absorbed and utilized in the cell. And I'm really not sure why they still use this measure of B12 other than it's cheap. But to truly test B12, you need to do the MMA test, standing for methylmalonic acid. And this is the one recommended way back in my dietetic undergrad days and has been known for over 40 years. MMA, for all of us nutrition geeks out there, is a substance produced in very small amounts and necessary for human metabolism in the Krebs cycle. One step in the Krebs cycle converts B12 methylmalonyl CoA to succinyl CoA. Sorry, sometimes I just have to use that because it was beaten into me. So basically, if B12 is inadequate, you get this logjam and MMA concentrations rise, resulting in MMA in the blood. So it's a super sensitive way to detect a B12 deficiency. And this is huge because over time, that B12 insufficiency is going to cause all those problems we talked about. Nerve damage, numbness, tingling, mood problems, energy problems, irritability. So, you know, other common complaints, you know, that are also related are going to be acne, SIBO, eczema, weight problems, depression, allergies, cancer, seasonal affective disorder, anxiety, ringing in the ears. That's a nerve issue sometimes. Thyroid issues, so many conversions depend on that. Rheumatoid arthritis, all of these conditions need B12, and many times the activated B12. Chronic fatigue, a lot of viral associated conditions are indeed B12 nutrient insufficiencies associated. PCOS, Lyme's disease, lupus, many more. Activated B vitamins protect and strengthen the entire body from neurotoxins from these viruses. So if you're fighting a long-term virus, make sure you've got the right kind of B12s that are going to strengthen your nervous system. The neurotransmitter chemicals need to stay strong to protect against viruses and the many of those neurological problems. So if you're fatigued, if you have mood issues, if you're pale, jaundiced, have tingling, if you think you're out of shape, have digestive problems, look at that swollen tongue, get a medical and nutritional checkup, please. That should be top on the list. Also, taking activated B vitamins are critically important to protect our health. So this week's offer, if you would like to see if a sublingual B12 is going to give you the mega boost in energy, stop in tomorrow, Monday, for a free sample. Cherry flavored, tastes really good. You may get back to work and get more work done, and the day may seem just a little bit brighter. Like they say, vitamin be happy. So thanks for listening to another edition of Today's Nutrition, and I hope you've learned something to help with your health, vitality, and longevity. As always, you can listen to any other episodes, including this one that you may have missed, on my website, debford.com. And remember, have a B vitamin happy day.
And that's another Today's Nutrition with Dr. Deb Ford, Doctor of Clinical Nutrition, brought to you by the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street. The information you hear on Today's Nutrition is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, prescribe, or cure.